Welcome back into the Press Box in our weekly racing preview. It's brought to you by Keeneland, by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Equiride, by the Fairgrounds, by Arlington Park, by Clark Distributing, and by Tito's Handmade Vodka, Dave Baker, and Gene McLean, the man for all things, all seasons, all eventualities as it relates to the Press Box. He had some excellent reporting and insightful commentary this week that you can find on the PressBoxLTS.com or here on the Facebook page about what transpired last Saturday at Churchill Downs in Louisville. Gene, it was a derby unlike any we had ever seen.
History-making, Buzzy, and not in a good way, but certainly when you're faced with situations that do arise and do occur, it's good to know that you've got competent, and not only competent, but professional people in the stewards' box that are ready, willing, and able. And that's what we saw on Saturday.
And the thing about it, Gene, without getting too far in the weeds on it, and certainly got to address it, I mean, nobody wanted to have to do that. And there has been much consternation over the last week or so. But I'm just going to go here. I mean, that could have been and was an incredibly dangerous situation. And thank God nothing bad happened.
Yeah, it just goes to show you the athletic ability of not only horse but also rider and adjusting on the fly, so to speak. You touched on something I thought was very important, Buzzy. Nobody ever wants to adjudicate a race. They love the stewards would love for horses to perform, do what they comes naturally to them, and that's race. And determine the winner fair, square, and above board on the racetrack. But, you know, there are times when things do occur, things that just like in anything else in life, when a foul occurs, there has to be somebody there to adjudicate and make sure that the fairness does prevail. And you know, I think that it just demonstrates Buzzy, the professionalism led by Barbara Borden, the chief state steward, and Butch Beecraft, and the job well done that they did in light of a very difficult situation.
Okay, and I do not want to put words in Gene McLean's mouth, but I've heard several people asking this week about why there was not a fuller accounting from the stewards. I believe Barbara Borden and at least one of the other stewards are actually state employees. As we saw, there was legal action this week. And I think what they did was they said what they did. They said why they did it. And because of the specter of that potential legal damage, I don't think, A, they could say anything else, or, B, they owed anyone any additional explanation.
No, Buzzy, I think you've hit on it. Two things. One, it's very plain to see that a foul did occur. It should not be tolerated, and it wasn't. And now the question is, will there be disciplinary action for the rider involved on maximum security, ridden by Luis Saez? And I think that would, you know, that decision is forthcoming. I think it's interesting that he's already lawyered up in anticipation of being reviewed by the stewards. I think that the situation could have been very, very troublesome. And I think it just goes to show the athleticism of the horses that were impacted and the ability of the riders to adjust on the fly and be able to avoid a catastrophe there in the final turn. You know, Buzzy, the fact of the matter is nobody caused the situation other than the principals that were involved. And to, you know, to cast dispersions and blame on others is kind of the way of our society anymore. Rather than curling that thumb and pointing to your chest and taking ownership of what your role in a situation like that was, it's always easy to point the index finger at someone else.
Yeah, and some people pointing that index finger, but I won't get into that right now. Okay, so except, I guess, for improbable, and I haven't seen the latest as of this taping, but for the first time in a long time, the Preakness is primarily shaping up to be a race of new shooters.
Yeah, you know, Improbable is going to go to Baltimore, trained by Bob Baffert. You know, really didn't get a good clean run, I don't think, on Saturday in the Derby. He was the runner-up to Omaha Beach in the Arkansas Derby. And, you know, if Omaha Beach, I guess I wrote something earlier this week that we could blame Omaha Beach for all this, because if he'd been in the race, didn't have the, you know, entrapped epiglottis, then he would have won and everybody else would have been dueling it out for the subsequent second placing.
Sure.
But, you know, I think, you know, Omaha Beach being out now for some period of time with the surgery on the throat, Improbable having run very well to him, did finish fifth in the Derby after the just positions. You know, I think that all three of the Baffert horses were probably given less than exemplary rides if you go back and review those. And I think of the three, Improbable is probably the fresher of the group, and so he moves on. Win is now a confirmed starter. I think, you know, I was very high on this horse going into the Derby. You know, his running style, I think, was a little bit compromised by the racetrack, as you well know, and as everybody knows now, it turned rainy and sloppy right before the big race, and so I think it compromised his running style a bit. And then you got War of Will, who was involved with that situation right there at the top of the turn, who is now being pointed on. So you got those three. Bodhi Express, who was second in the Florida Derby, probably the most compromised of all the horses at the top of the stretch. He's now going to go on to the Preakness as well. But, you know, Buzzy, you touched on it. I think the real new shooters in this race are the ones that really bring a kind of a interesting dynamic to the second jewel of the Triple Crown.
We'll go ahead and talk about them in depth, of course, as we set the field next week. But amongst those new shooters, anybody that pops out to you?
Well, there's always Mining, who won the Frederico Tessio Stakes.
Yes.
Last start. He's a son of Stay Thirsty. He's riding a 6-race winning streak. He did breeze this week, had a nice 4-furlong, half-mile distance breeze, went in 48-2, I think. He was the fastest of 13 to record that distance over the Fairhill surface. He's a horse that's really interesting. You got another Twist of Fate who didn't get in the Derby because of the point system. A lot of people love another Twist of Fate, ran second in the Lexington after running second in the Sunland Derby. But there's a horse I really love. I talked to his trainer this week, Buzzy. Mark Hennig has Bourbon War. And this is a horse I really thought was coming into this, to the Derby really on top of his game. I really thought he would be a horse to reckon with. Didn't make the Derby field. I think was 23rd, ended up 23rd on the money list. Didn't get in. But this is a horse that – Son of Tappet, that I think is going to be a tremendous one to look at. Could be a big play in the Preakness.
Okay, so we will, of course, give you, Gene will have everything that's going on at Pimlico all week long. Of course, we'll have everything after the draw and then break it down for you at the same time next week. But the Press Box and our weekly racing previews brought to you by Keeneland, by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Equiride, by the Fairgrounds, by Arlington Park, by Clark Distributing, and by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Mr. McLean, in this break between Triple Crown races, may the horse be with you, and may the boat be floating.
Well, you know, we could have used one on Derby Day as well, Buzzy. But with you as well, and my friend, I look forward to seeing you soon.